Susan Cushing was 3 years old in 1950 when her family moved to Seward so that her father, a doctor, could help treat people affected by tuberculosis at the sanatorium.
It mostly affected lungs, so the way they treated it in those days was to crack the chest and remove the diseased portion of the lung. So that was my dad's specialty. Was chest cracking. They called them thoracic surgeons in those days.
When he could, her dad, Dr. Francis Phillips, would travel to Homer to help people here, too.
I'm told by a couple of doctors from the hospital here that there are still surgical instruments up there that have my dad's name scratched on them.
It was the beginning of medical service in the tiny town at the end of the road. Dr. Phillips was in high demand in the young state.
They did not have a local doctor in Homer at the time, so my dad flew over to Homer once a month to doctor the people here in a very small plane with Chris Christensen Air Service.
When they were in Homer, they stayed with local families.
So I remember staying at the McClays out on East End Road, and one of the McClay boys had fallen from the tractor and had a punctured lung, and my father, being the only chest surgeon in Alaska, came over to operate on him.
The boy wasn't expected to live, Cushing says, but he made it. They had to get back to Seward that night, which meant flying in the dark. A maintenance man from the sanatorium and some friends came out to help.
Drove their cars down to this very short, what was their runway, Nash Road, a dirt strip in Seward, and shone their headlights at either end of that strip for the plane to land. So it was a lot of trips like that.
Cushing says her dad is also known for delivering Otto Kilcher in 1950, whose descendants have been made famous recently by Alaska reality TV. Cushing says her dad also played a role in construction of the first hospital in Homer. He helped convince the Commissioner of Health to obtain funding from the federal government to build the facility. He then placed the cornerstone in 1956. The first resident doctor was Dr. John Finger, who arrived that year and worked with the hospital for nearly a decade. Dr. Paul Enebo started at the hospital in 1968. Enebo says when he arrived, the hospital was primitive by today's standards.
There was no lab, no anesthesia machine. There was one room, which was the operating room, delivery room, which was modestly equipped. X-rays were a 100 milliamp rocket machine that we had to hand dip, hand develop films. So it was a very different world. And if I wanted lab work, I had to do it myself.
And it was much smaller.
When you say smaller, how much smaller was it than the physical?
Six beds.
Enebo still works for the hospital. He's a medical director for its long-term care facility. He's seen many changes over the years. For example, there was no helicopter on site to take people to Anchorage in an emergency when he started working there. He says occasionally the military would send a C-130 from Elmendorf Air Force Base, or private planes would help.
As far as broken bones, I did it. Now we have an orthopedist. Everything is, we have all kinds of physicians and radiologists and anesthesiologists, very big, busy medical staff. And back then it was just me alone.
Nurse Gail Sorensen started at the hospital in 1972. Retired now, she's authored books about her work as a cadet nurse during World War II, before she arrived in Alaska. She says the nurses did lots of things in those days that they don't do today.
The nurses did the cooking, the cleaning, and the laundry, besides taking care of the patients and delivering a few babies.
Sorensen says she liked working at the remote Alaska hospital. With a small staff, she says she learned a lot, sometimes even doing things a doctor normally would, like performing small surgeries.
We came for adventure and we found it.
In 1977, the hospital would construct a new building, known by locals as the Old New Hospital, opening the door for new equipment, facilities, and more medical care providers. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.